You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. I saw you ramping up, and I'm like, no. You're like, am I going to do it?
I was just cheering that we were back. I wasn't about to say anything.
All right. It felt like you were ramping up there. Be like, I'm going to talk,
place.
I guess. Oh, whatever.
Wow.
That's in your place is in Christmas land, USA. My name is Greg Bach here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. I am in Radio Park in Racine, and all the way up in Christmastown, USA, in Marinette, Wisconsin, is Mr. Pete Schwabba. All the way over in Madison is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and twos. We make up the superhero trio not yet discovered, known as the Yoderhe Triangle. We have a fort somewhere inside of, like, you know, Exonia. Yeah. But we are here with you on the Civic Media Network. We're so happy you are joining us this evening. There's still lots of great programming ahead. In this hour, we will be talking to Ben Reiser, who, what is his official title? It's there. Here he
is. He is the operations manager. And I think he does something with outreach. That's new. But I know he's the operations manager for the Wisconsin Film Festival. He helps program. And then he also is one of the programmers for UW Cinematheque, which is an amazing program.
Yeah.
Free movies for the public. They do great events.
Love
there
it.
Right on campus. It's so great. And he's a big fan of movies as well.
Well, we'll be talking to him in just a few moments. Just before you know it, he'll be here talking about the film festival and movies in general. But then we will also round it all up with the Nightcap, talking about what we have learned this evening, as well as, you know, maybe going over some more text messages and comments. If you haven't already, please leave a text message on the live stream. We are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can also call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. You can also text or call via the Civic Media app. I know you have it because I saw your name scrolling by the past 2 weeks for our Break Into Spring Text to Win contest. So use that app to text us or give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, especially for the question of the night, Pete, which I think bears repeating. See what I did? Repeating.
I see that.
Well done.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
The question of the evening is, who would you like to, or like leastly to take, that's not English either, who do you want to take to prom? Today is National Prom Day. Who would you want to take to prom most, more than anybody else? Could be a spouse, could be a partner, could be a celebrity, could be someone just down the street you think is cool. And who, or who may you not want to go to prom with ever, ever, ever? Let us know via the Civic Media app, text or call. Leave a comment on the live stream. Love to hear from you. Love to know your thoughts. Pete, you told us earlier, who would you like to go to prom with if you could? If your wife said no, I want to put that caveat. You walk down the hallway. It's after science class, and you see your lovely wife, and you say, "Hey, would you like to go to the prom with me?" And she's like, "No." So who do you ask next?
Can't pass science class like in my 50s. I would, you know, who I kind of have a thing for is Rebecca Ferguson. She's in the Mission Impossible movies, and she's just kind of a badass, but she's also a really good actor.
Yeah.
My absolute no under any circumstances, because she'd probably throw metal chairs at me, is Frankie Taylor Paul from the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Yeah.
And she was supposed to be the Bachelorette, but they canceled the whole season because her social media posts went viral and they saw how kind of unhinged she is, you know.
I still want to know how much money they stand to lose because of that, or if they're going to put together something like in the last, because that is millions of dollars they're going to lose because of her. Like, will they take her to court?
Maybe. Like, I don't know, because I think they were aware of the texts. I'm not, contrary to popular opinion, I'm not a lawyer, but they knew that the videos were out there. So yeah. The fact that it sounds like someone I heard at ABC is going to lose their job as opposed to, I mean, maybe they'll get, you know, who might sue them are the guys who were going to be the bachelor that were sort of courting her on the show because they had a chance at fame now. They're not going to get it. I think they're all kind of, they just want to be famous. If you want to be in a reality show, it doesn't. Yes. I'm not saying they don't have any talents, but it's just you're chasing fame, basically.
Oh, they don't have any talents. But that's the thing, too. I think I talked about it on this show a couple weeks ago. Is I didn't know this until recently because I was watching a dumb reality show with a friend, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. I didn't know that people kind of made a career of this. It's like, oh, so-and-so is on Survivor, but now they're on this one. Now they're on that one. It's like that gets to be their career is
correct.
Being famous for, wait for it, nothing.
Right. There they try to build a brand, and it's like it either worked for like Kristen Cavallari or Kim Kardashian, but like most people that don't, they get their 15 minutes and then they go on. And as a writer, what bothers me is that the producers of the show are writing. They're telling people what to say and how to act. Mm-hmm. They're just not getting script credit for it. It's a way to circumvent the unions. And as a result, it's most of them anyway, are really bad TV. You know what's not? Hard Knocks that the NFL does is pretty well done because it is what it is. You just have to, if it's not your team, you have to really love football to watch Hard Knocks. But it is well done for what it is, you know. So,
okay. I see that. I'm like, I don't care about that team enough. I don't even know if I'd watch the Packers. I don't know if I'd watch that at all. Like I don't do reality TV show. And I'm not saying that to be like, oh, I don't own a television. I want to watch scripted entertainment. I want to watch writers putting together good stories with great character work. I want to watch, whether it's a movie or a TV show, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to put my time and energy into. And I understand folks who say, oh, it's just a great like waste of time, or it's a great, you know, I just need to blow off some steam. That's fine. I would much rather rewatch a show that I've watched. I'd rewatch New Girl for the 9th time than watch a brand new reality show, because I would just much rather watch scripted television. That's what I enjoy. And for me, and that's the other thing too, and you brought up a really good point there, Pete. It's not reality television. This is scripted, this is directed, this is planned, and that is the worst kept secret in Hollywood.
It's manufactured, if you want to say, and the money makers in the reality world are the editors, because they have to build the story basically on the garbage that they shoot. But, answer the question, folks, let us know.
Yeah.
We got off on this tangent because of Frankie Taylor Paul.
Yeah.
And
I blame you. I blame you.
I don't want to take her to prom. That's all I'm saying.
No, then don't. I'm glad you don't. I'm glad you can do better. You can do better.
Did you answer the question, Greg?
The question. Dom, go ahead. You can answer.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to go with least favorite prom date. And I think it was my prom date back in high school when I went to prom.
Prom date.
Not to out her, and I'm not going to say the name, but
she was
not the best at scheduling, and I didn't really know what I was doing leading up to the day. And so I would say her in a heartbeat. If you're listening,
she's not the best at scheduling. She couldn't use Teams. She just didn't do any of the Microsoft. No, wait. What does that mean? Scheduling? Was she always late or something?
She was late to it. Her dress. She didn't have it on time. She didn't know who was driving us and the driving and the carpooling and all of that. I just did all the scheduling. And I just, you know, I'm okay with doing that, but it gets to a point, and that point was reached with her. So
it's a very Wisconsin thing to go like, I don't like this, this, and this. It's okay if I do it. It's fine. But I know what I don't like. Very Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Here's the thing, too. Like, this is fresh in your this is 4 years ago for you, Dom, or 5 years ago. This is fresh in your mind. I can barely remember, other than the fact that I wore a light blue tux, which I've tried to squash that memory. I have no recollection really of prom.
Yeah. Was the light blue tux accompanied by like ruffles? Was there a ruffle front?
You know, here's what was so horrible.
We have to find these pictures.
We do. I just put everything off, and I said to my friend Ken, he goes, you get your tux yet? I go, no, I'm going to Green Bay. I'm not going to rush into one of these Marinette tux shops. You know, I'm just going to go to Green Bay, forgetting that it's also prom in Green Bay. So we road trip there. All they have left is light blue and like this horrible rust maroon-colored concoction. And the guy says, what color? That's all we have left. What do you want? And I said, well, her dress is light blue. I guess I'll go for the light blue. So it was not a good situation. I kind of dropped the ball.
It's fine. You know, that's when you learn. You learn those things. Daniel on Facebook says, my favorite and only prom date is now my wife, Grace. We met in high school, art class, and over Christmas break, I finally worked up the nerve to ask her out. A few months later, I was voted prom king. It's basically the plot to a John Hughes movie. I love that. I love
Danny
that.
Danny Wheels. Love it.
Love that very much. Tim on the Facebook says, I went to prom with Morgan Fairchild. She was okay. Okay. And then Vince also goes on to say, my least favorite was Debbie. Wow. Just Debbie.
Wow.
I rented a limo, tux flowers, the whole shot. About 20 minutes into it, she was dancing and making out with her ex-boyfriend. They left together, and I rode home in the limo alone.
Oh, no.
Wait, he good times. My God. My goodness. Okay, well, Vince, you win. I was going to say my least favorite was most of the ones I went to, because honestly, in my entire high school history, I went to two, while I was in high school, I went to two proms and two homecomings, and what we called, it was called TWERP, which was just a rebranding of the Sadie Hawkins. So TWERP stood for The Woman Is Required to Pay. And so I went to five dances in high school, and with the exception of one of them, every single time I went, my prom date was always interested in a guy in our party, not with me.
See.
And the thing is, I was never like super into my date, like you know,
that's
whatever.
If
things happen, they happen. You connect and whatnot. But it was the fact that I was just like a placeholder, so they could be on in that party because they want to be closer to that guy.
Right.
Almost every single date I had was that situation. It was so very sad. And I don't have a light blue memory. All of my tuxes were very modern of the time, just black, you know, bow tie, whatnot. I did have a very long ponytail because I'm fancy.
We need that picture too.
I'll find it somewhere. I don't know where it is. It's somewhere in a box. But John from Columbia County listening on WMDX says, my wife, not my side lover. Okay. All right. Good to know.
I saw that. That was... And then take his side lover to prom. Okay. Most people don't take their mistress.
He takes her to homecoming. That's a totally different thing.
More of a homecoming.
Dave in DeForest listening on WMDX says, I wore light blue with an ascot.
Dave's a little older than me. The ascot went out of style within a year. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't even know what that is. Pounced as well.
I think I would, if I picked a celebrity though, I would probably pick like either Ariana. You know what? Emma Stone. I go with Emma Stone. She would be so much fun. It would be a blast. Or Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence would get me kicked out of prom because I could see her pulling out a little flask of something and putting in the punch and being like, this party's about to get real fun now. You know, like, right. Like I want to go with someone who's fun. And to me, like, Emma Stone or Jennifer Lawrence are, for me, like, just two top-tier fun celebrities. They would have a blast.
You just made me think of Jennifer Connelly. I would put her on my list as well.
She would be like a chaperone at homecoming or prom.
Dude.
She has a thing about her that's just very like school teacher, like
authoritative.
Children.
We've got Monica from Mount Horeb says, anyone who is generally a stage musician because they probably can't dance because they've spent all their time on stage. That way I won't feel like such a klutz on the dance floor. Monica, thank you for all the thought you put into that text. That is fantastic. Yeah. And Dave also on the stream says Freddie Mercury. I think that was from a while ago. I don't think
Freddie Mercury.
Okay. I'd take Freddie Mercury to prom. Why not?
He'd be fun. I mean, he'd jump out. He'd probably he'd get voted prom king. So
belt out of Bohemian Rhapsody.
When we come back, we'll be talking to the outreach program manager of the Wisconsin Film Festival, Mr. Ben Reiser. Will be here. Don't go anywhere. And then we'll be closing it all down with the nightcap. So stay tuned. Stay close. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe, sitting upstate from my co-host Greg Bach, who is down in Racine Radio Park. See how I did that? I remembered everything about your whereabouts. And Dom is in Madison. Great stuff. It is my pleasure, folks. Let's keep this thing rolling. If you want to get in on the fun, tell us who you want to go to prom with. It could be a celebrity, a real life person, whatever. Not that celebrities aren't real life, but, or tell us, share with us who you absolutely would not want to go to prom with, and we will read your text on the radio right now. It is my pleasure to welcome back to Nightlight one of our Nightlight besties. He is one of the programmers of the Wisconsin Film Festival and the operations manager as well. He also does very fine work at UW Cinematheque, and he joins us now over the stream. Ben Reiser, hey buddy,
over the stream.
Yeah,
I was gonna start singing that grandmother's house we go song, but then I was like, I don't want to sing.
Well, honestly, Ben, when you said over the stream, the first thing I thought was like, doom digga doom digga doom digga doom digga over the stream. Like, I don't know why I went to, like, you know, 1930s coal digging music, but whatever. Yeah,
that's the difference between you and me, Greg.
No, you're both music guys. That's refreshing. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. How you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there. I'm all right.
You got who would you take? You see a lot of movies. Who would you take to prom? Who do you want to go to prom with, and who would you absolutely not want to go to prom with?
You know, I liked Greg's picks, actually. And Jennifer Lawrence, I think she seems like she would be quite a lot of fun and get you in trouble. So, yeah. I'm just going to.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't make out with another guy.
Hopefully. I would.
No?
Okay. For the record,
I don't know about that.
That's what you're into. I don't, maybe you want that. I don't know.
She would if she wanted to, and I would be. Would I be sad?
You would back
low
her.
Low key. I'd be sad. I mean, of course you. But like, I'm also not taking her to the prom to make out. I'm just going. I want to have a good time. So
you don't think making out is a good time?
That's a great time, but I also can't like say, "Hey, Jennifer, you're at my prom. Let's make out." That's a whole other conversation we can have another time. But
who was your first pick, Greg? Because I think maybe she's a better Emma Stone. She's a better dancer.
Emma Stone, she did save jazz music in La La Land, so I guess it's always good to steam. Those are just, like, I would also pick Ariana Grande. I think she'd be a good time as well.
Zendaya.
And also, you know, here's one. I would absolutely take Emma Thompson, because I think she would just sit there going, I don't like anybody here, and I would love that.
Do you guys know the Swedish pop sensation Robin with a Y?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I would take Robin.
She's fantastic.
She'd be a good time.
She's absolutely fantastic. If they ever made a David Bowie biopic, I want Robin to play David Bowie.
Wow. Yeah.
I think that would be awesome. So, but
that's,
yeah.
Wow, that was a comprehensive. I love that answer. Thank you. And Greg, that was by committee. I loved it. Hey, Ben, before we get into Wisconsin Film Festival stuff, which I cannot wait to do, I love it every year. Have you seen Project Hail Mary?
I saw it yesterday, which I feel is like late in the game for us cinephiles. And I really wanted it. I was waiting to get to it in IMAX, and then it's still in IMAX, but I've got a busy schedule. So anyway, yeah. I wound up not at an IMAX, but at the Point Ultra screen, which is like sort of IMAX Junior.
Okay.
It's a big screen, but it's not officially IMAX. Anyway, yeah, I saw it yesterday. What about you, Pete?
I saw it. I want to get your. It's so funny. You always lead with the technology you saw it on, and I'm just curious about the the movie. Did you like it?
I was trying to impress Dom.
You did a good job. You did a great job. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Did I like it? I did like it. I was kind of afraid to see it. I thought, okay, people are raving about this, but it's starting to get a bit of a backlash, and I kept hearing like it's trying to be funny. It's too many jokes. The jokes get in the way of the momentum of the plot. I didn't have a problem with any of that. I like that it was kind of old school in its sci-fi, and that it didn't really seem to care about convincing you that any of this could actually happen. It was just sort of a fun ride. What about you, Pete?
Yeah, same. I really liked it. It was beautiful to look at. There were some great shots. The music was incredible. Mm-hmm. And Ryan Gosling is great. He's probably my favorite leading man of that age right now. I just feel like he doesn't take himself too seriously, but he's still a really good looking guy. He held his presence was great on the screen, but yet kind of nuanced, you know, and he was great. I liked it.
If he doesn't do a good job, there's no movie, right?
Correct.
He is the movie. Like, you could talk about the puppet or whatever that thing is, or Sandra Hüller. She's always great and stuff.
She's
great. I mean, yeah, he's 99% of that movie, and he's giving just a great sort of movie star performance, you know, just like another old school, like, oh, yeah, this is like what Cary Grant would have done with this role.
That's exactly. Yeah. I've had this conversation many times about like, who in today, and not to besmirch any of the women of Hollywood, but like the leading men of Hollywood, who is like a Cary Grant or a, like that figure, Steve McQueen, or whomever. And we were talking about that. We said Ryan Gosling. Because the thing about Cary Grant that no one talks about, enough about, in my opinion, is how funny he was. Mm-hmm. He was so, so funny, and he did so many comedies. But we also always think of Hitchcock. He's always tied to Hitchcock, which is great, great movies. But like Ryan Gosling was so funny, and no one really knew it until like 3 years ago. And then, boom, he's doing comedies. He's more outward with his humor, and I really enjoy that. And I feel like there's a backlash of the like, well, don't be too funny. Don't be too funny. Mm. You're a manly man, and I think he'd probably laugh at that statement.
Well, I think he got in trouble with that stunt man movie, whatever that was called.
The Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Brutal.
I thought it was fun. I had a good time. I got what I was expecting. I wasn't looking for Shakespeare. I got a big action comedy.
Yeah, I liked it too, but it was really like a bomb at the box office.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So I win. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Yes, Pete, you win.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Reiser is here. We are going to talk about the Wisconsin Film Festival when we come back. There's so many great things they offer every year. This year, we'll get into some of it, whether it's restorations or great guest appearances, just an outstanding lineup overall. We'll get into it all with Ben after the news. This is Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach in Nightlight on the Civic Media Network. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Dom Lee, as we affectionately call him, working the board in Madison, part of your Yatterhay Triangle. And we are jamming here through a Tuesday night show, folks. Let us know who you would most like to take to prom or who you would least like to take to prom. That is our question of the night. It could be a celebrity, someone from your real life, your actual prom date, your wife. A lot of people picking their spouses, which I find kind of gutless, but that's okay. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Have fun with it, folks. You can also text us on the app or drop us a stream comment. Right now, we are talking to our pal Ben Reiser, who is joining us. He does tireless work for the Wisconsin Film Festival every year. They do a great job, and he joins us tonight to talk a little bit about what is on tap for this year. Ben, where do we jump in? What excites you most that you just can't wait to start talking about?
I mean, it's overwhelming. It's hard to pick an entry point, you know, and every time this time of year rolls around, I get a lot of questions in person from people saying, you know, what are you looking forward to? What's your favorite film? What should I see? And it's, I don't know where to start. Like, I've seen probably, I think we're showing about 140 movies, and I've probably seen, this year I've seen a lot of them. So I've seen maybe a little less than half of them, and I would recommend everything that I've seen. And there's a lot more that I haven't seen that I'm excited to see. We're starting off opening night, April 9th at the Barrymore Theater with a new film called Poetic License. It's a comedy, a campus comedy, fittingly enough, as we're presented by the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Oh. And this is written and directed by Maude Apatow. So she's got some pedigree. That's Judd Apatow's daughter and Leslie Mann's daughter. And the film stars Leslie Mann as a woman of, I think, Leslie Mann's age, who decides to go back to college and audit a poetry class. And I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I'm excited about it. But she, I think, hooks up with a couple of these or becomes friends, at least, with some college age gentlemen who are in her poetry class with her.
There's a big difference between hooks up and become friends with.
Well, I don't know. Listen, I don't know if it's a Netflix and chill kind of a thing, or I don't know what happens in this movie, but I'm excited to find out on opening night along with 800 other people. We are sold out.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Love. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Ticket sales have been just crazy this year.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, we have a lot of great filmmaker guests who come every year. And this year, the one I'm most excited for is this guy, Derek. Oh, I just spaced out on his name. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
He's the guy who wrote John Wick. He's the inventor of John Wick.
Oh, are you talking about Derek Kolstad?
Derek Kolstad.
Yep.
I love this guy. And he's got to be like one of the hottest screenwriters. I don't know what he looks like, but I mean, just like his career in Hollywood these days. I mean, he wrote the first two or three John Wicks. He wrote that Bob Odenkirk action movie, Nobody, Nobody 2. And now he's coming to the festival to present his brand new Bob Odenkirk action movie called Normal, where Bob Odenkirk plays a new sheriff in a small town who discovers that this small town is not all it seems to be.
I cannot wait to see that movie.
There's a lot of gunplay I'm seeing in the trailer for this movie. And here's the thing about Derek Kolstad, which is exciting. I mean, I love the John Wick movies. I'm excited to see this new one. But he is from Madison, Wisconsin. So he's a hometown boy.
Yeah.
Grown up and done good and now coming back to celebrate.
So you got him and David Koepp, who writes everything right now, both from Madison, which is impressive. That's good.
That's true. One. It's kind of like Hollywood revolves from a writing standpoint around Madison. It's a crazy thing.
Will either one of those guys be there? Derek, you said, I think we'll be there.
Derek's going to be here. Okay. David Koepp, sadly, has to take this year off. I'm sure he'll be back next year.
He was there last year, I remember. Yeah.
He was there last year. He was there maybe 3 years ago. He does come back a lot. But he's got, I believe he wrote the Steven Spielberg movie that's coming out this summer.
The alien one?
Yeah, I think he did. And he's also got one that I believe he wrote and directed, which is coming up even sooner.
Disclosure Day is the new Spielberg movie, yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this guide here. I mean, if y'all go to wifilmfest.org, you can see the lineup here, and I'm looking at some of the the Lumiere Le Cinéma, like that. I would love to see that documentary. But the one that caught my eye immediately when we were at break talking about your lineup was the presentation of Sholay, which is a 1975 Bollywood film that is probably one of the most famous films that come out of India. And it's 3.5 hours long. It is full of action and full of love and full of, it's a beautiful film. And I love that you have this showing, and you said there's something special about it because it's a restoration film.
It's a brand new 4K restoration. This film has probably never looked this good. Certainly hasn't looked this good since it premiered in the 70s. And there's been some footage that's been long lost that has been restored to it, including like the original ending of Sholay. So if you can stick around for the 3.5 hours, you're going to get an ending that you probably have never seen before, even if you've seen the movie.
That's very cool.
Amazing. That sounds amazing.
Our guest is Ben Reiser. He is the operations director and outreach program. Am I getting that? Do you get a new title, Ben? I don't know what that.
There's like my official UW title, which is program outreach manager, but then they really call me director of operations. And I'm also in charge of the Wisconsin Zone Programming Committee, which is responsible for 40 of the films that we're showing this year, including a bunch of terrific short films from Wisconsin-based filmmakers, and also some feature films, including Winter Hymns, not quite 3.5 hours, but over 2.5 hours. I heard you had Nathan Demming on the show.
We did. We have Nathan on fairly often. He's a great guest and a really talented filmmaker, too. And he was on PBS with the show you were on a few weeks ago that will air Monday night, the film festival episode. Yeah, I'm excited to see that one, too. You've also got, I meant to ask you, the opening night, is Maude Apatow going to be there? Is there a Q&A? I don't think you typically do Q&As after the opening night films, do you?
We don't, although maybe you remember, I just saw a picture of us interviewing Mark Borchardt on stage at the Barrymore.
Of you and I?
Yes. We had one opening night at the Barrymore. We did a bunch of Wisconsin's own short, maybe three like sort of medium length films. And one of them was a short that Mark Borchardt made.
Was it about the aliens?
Yep.
That was a good, and Andrew Swant, I don't know if I'm saying his name right. He's a talented guy too. That was fun. Those are great. Oh, that's fantastic.
And the guy from, what's that show? Is it called What Do You Know?
Michael Feldman.
Yeah. He was on stage with us too. Can't believe you don't remember that night, Pete.
I do remember the highlight of your life.
You had Borchardt and Michael Feldman and me.
And Ben Reiser. And that night I talked to Michael Feldman. I was a guest on his show a couple times at What Do You Know when that was on. And I got his name wrong one night because his name, I know a David Feldman comedian. And I'm on this national radio program. And he goes, and he was so mellow. He goes, "Did you just call me David?" But he messed up my name. So I made a joke and it was brilliant. Anyway, so tell me about The Night of the Living Dead. Greg, I don't know if you've seen this film. I have never seen The Night of the Living Dead.
It's a fantastic, it's one of the only horror movies that I've seen in my life. I'm not a horror fan, but this one is fantastic. And I was going to bring that one up next too, as one of those films that you see in film festivals where, you know, you get these lovely films from filmmakers from all over the world and things you've never heard of. But then like you guys do, you have these great classics in there as well. Like what made you pick Night of the Living Dead for this one?
Well, I love Night of the Living Dead, and I love George Romero as a filmmaker. I am a horror guy, so I was thrilled to see that we're going to show it and show it in a beautiful 35 millimeter print that we're borrowing from the Museum of Modern Art. But the reason we're showing it is because we're bringing the author of a new book called Partially Devoured. This guy, Daniel Krauss, who's a pretty famous writer. And he wrote a book all about his obsession with Night of the Living Dead and kind of, you know, analyzing it. And so he's going to be there to talk about it, which is similar to another thing we're doing. But anyway, Night of the Living Dead, fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, come see it. Pete, I can't believe you haven't seen it. I don't even know why we're talking right now. You should be watching it.
I'm hoping to check it out while I'm there, but I'll probably maybe I'll have the Q&A to do or something, but I'm hoping to check it out.
We're also showing another kind of cult masterpiece, Babe, Pig in the City, which is the second Babe movie. This is directed by George Miller of Mad Max.
Yeah.
Fame and fortune.
And Happy Feet.
And Happy Feet. Sure. And Lorenzo's Oil with Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So
we go really deep on George Miller. But we're showing that film, which was a bomb when it was first released, but has since found its audience. We're showing that film at the Barrymore, and I think that's sold out as well. We're doing it with this podcast called Blank Check, which is, I guess, a film podcast. And so these guys are coming and doing a podcast after we show the movie, and they're going to be talking about the movie. So we have, like, cool events like that, if you need to know.
Totally. What about Wisconsin Zone? What's in that category this year? Any of the Wisconsin staple type filmmakers that we know?
Well, Nathan Demming and his Winter Hills film. We've got a great feature length documentary called Cycle about a killing in Racine, Wisconsin. A police officer shot a teenager riding his bike.
His name.
Home,
yeah, it was 2019.
Yeah.
Tyrese West.
That's
right. So we've got some hard-hitting documentaries like that. Another, strangely enough, Wisconsin's own documentary, but actually about Cold War East Germany, and looking into family members that would spy on other family members and report them to the secret police if they were planning on trying to escape to West Germany and things like that. And this is a terrific, terrific documentary, and the filmmakers have Wisconsin ties, which is one of the ways you can get into the Wisconsin Zone section of the festival.
Very cool.
I'm looking at this lineup. I mean, just the documentaries alone, the Ozu Diaries, I would love to see as well. And this just looks like a fantastic. I mean, we don't have much time left, but really quick, because I used to run a comedy festival, so I understand what that process is like. But when you're looking at all these films, how do you, like, is it a team of people? Is it just you're picking things? What is the process of people submitting and getting picked for the festival?
Yeah, well, our two main programmers, Mike King and Jim Healy, go out into the world and go to other film festivals all year round, all the big, you know, Cannes and Toronto, Sundance. And films that they see that they like there, that they think our audiences will like, they try to bring to the festival. And then some of the other parts of the festival, like the Wisconsin Zone and the Big Screens Little Folks for children's movies, we have committees. And I'm in charge of the Wisconsin Zone committee, but I work with three other people. And between the four of us, this year we watched 200 movies.
Wow.
That got submitted to us from Wisconsin-based filmmakers, or, you know, films that had some Wisconsin tie. So we spent 4 months watching, you know, 10 or 15 movies every week, and then getting together and talking about them and then trying to pick some. But you're right. It's tough. It's a lot. It's daunting, it's a lot of pressure too, because then you have to figure out, should we put this film at 155 seat theater at the Chazen Museum, or should we put it at the 800 seat theater at the Barrymore? Yeah. You know, we're trying to guess which are going to be the popular movies.
You guys crush it every year, Ben. I can't wait to see you and hang out a little bit. But thank you so much for taking some time tonight. Always fun, Bell.
Thanks for having me. Nice to meet you, Greg. Nice to see you again, apparently, Dom. nice
to see you. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us by calling or texting 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC is the number. You can also leave a comment on the live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can also download the Civic Media app where you can call, text, leave a voice message, or listen live wherever you are in the world. It's a very simple, handy-dandy app. It is app absolutely free. So get the Civic Media app in your life and you'll be better off for the fact. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be talking to Anisha Stephen, who is the former senior policy advisor at the U.S. Treasury and fellow at the Roosevelt Institute. That is a very serious title. And then in the second hour, we'll be talking to Sherry Stoka, who is the owner and founder of Weightless MD, who will be talking about her organization and how to maintain a nutritious diet, something I'm always interested in getting better and better and better at. So that will be on tomorrow's show. We really appreciate everyone who has called and texted and whatnot. But let's Pete, I think it's time to maybe get into the nightcap.
I think you're right. Love it.
Absolutely wonderful. Love it. Before we get into what we learned on the show today, we got some more texts. We still got some more messages that came through. Let's see here. I'm just checking the face. The I like to say the Italian version, the Facce book.
Facebook? Oh.
The Facce book.
I like that too.
Facce book. We had six comments on our Facebook page and someone erased it. Now there are five.
That's weird. Probably Vince Moranto's date.
Vince Moranto.
We've got Dave on the text line in the 608 who says Sidney Sweeney, but then moments later he said Conrad with three exclamation points. But I don't
Dave, you need to clarify.
Oh, I think Dave loves Conrad. Conrad would actually be a great prom date. And I say that in the most platonic way possible. I think he's just a good guy. But I think he just liked hearing Conrad's name. I assume maybe he wants to go to prom. I'm not here.
That's fine.
Yeah,
absolutely. John in Madison listening on WMDX. Best prom date ever. Hands down, Aubrey Plaza. I don't think I could go with her. First of all, she didn't say yes or no. She never returned my text message. But also, I feel like she would ditch me. She's very cool, and I feel like I would bore her. I feel like she's the type of person who says, let's go to prom, and then let's go walk through the halls and break into lockers. And I would be like, I don't want to get in trouble. And she'd ditch me. That's how I feel.
Is that because of White Lotus, her character on White Lotus?
No, it's because of everything she's ever. Yes, the general aura of the general Aubrey. If you will, it just feels like I would bore her immediately. Hmm. Nothing against her and nothing against John's choice, but I just feel like she'd probably, no, thank you.
She kind of scares me a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. She's got an edge to her. And, normally if I was a younger man, I might go way too much detail
here. Yeah. Yeah. Where are you going, Tom, there, buddy?
Did you answer this question?
I did, and it was my actual prom date. Yes,
you didn't say who you want to go with. You said who you didn't want to go with,
and you answered it. It was Ariana Grande. I did.
She'd be awesome. She'd be so fun. She is amazing. And this is not coming from some creepy old man thing. When I see her on television, I'm so happy she's alive because she just seems like
she's great.
Bundle of joy for everyone around her. And please let that be the truth and not destroy everything with some kind of scandal down the road. And don't anyone text in anything because I want to live in happiness for 35 seconds, please.
That's fair. I love her. She's great and Wicked. She's the best thing about the movie Wicked. Yeah,
her SNL hosting gigs have been hands down some of the best they've done, period.
Greg, really quick, we've got JB Thompson on the stream who says, "Are you saying you're not good at scheduling, Pete?" That's from earlier. Dominic may be willing to help. Are you going to hire
Dominic as your personal assistant?
Well, we're already going to share a hotel room, apparently. So, JB says air quotes around the compliant.
That was for our, yeah, we were talking about FCC compliance during the live stream, because we're always FCC compliant here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach. Also, finally, Anna on the text line listening, 608 says, "For my prom date, I would pick Ryan Gosling. Would you believe I still have my prom dress from 1971 when I was on prom court?" Yes, I do, Anna, because it seems like the industry makes women buy these dresses, whether it's prom, homecoming, or a wedding. You wear it once and you never wear it again.
Big business, baby. Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So
great stuff, everybody.
Before we get out of here, Pete, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that Kid Rock thinks a helicopter flying up to his personal house is somehow equated to patriotism or why this country is great. And I don't understand that. I guess I don't. I'm salty about it, Greg.
Do you want the helicopter to fly by your house?
I couldn't get back here with all the trees, but would it kill a helicopter to fly close to my my house? I'm sure it'd be cool, but I don't think that's what we're paying for.
I would do the MASH run. I would duck down and I would just run. Yeah, I would do that. Dom, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that I never want to think about prom ever again in my life.
Oh, we brought up some problems for you. Some problems for you.
Oh, there we go.
I hate myself.
What about you, Greg?
I learned that I can not watch the Harry Potter TV show and be okay with it. I can, you know, I'm one of the people who struggle with that whole Harry Potter thing. I don't like J.K. Rowling, but I still love the movies. I haven't watched the movies in a long time, but I will continue that struggle. But I loved talking to Don about that, and it really made a lot of sense. So really appreciate him. Appreciate Don. Appreciate Ben for being here. Those were our guests. If you missed anything tonight, go to civicmedia.us/shows. Download episodes of Nightlight. Listen to them anytime you want. We are here as you need for a podcast, 2 episodes a night, first hour and second hour. So go ahead and go to civicmedia.us/shows, download those now, or go to wherever you find your podcasts and subscribe and leave us a 5-star review, because that helps people find us. Big thanks to Dom and to Tucker and to engineering and traffic, for they do the things that make our microphones work and make us sound smart and fun. I want to thank everyone who called in, texted in, left a comment on the live stream. Without you, there is absolutely no us. And thank you all for listening. We appreciate you always being here. And we are going to have a great show tomorrow. We're going to have great conversations, good time. Pete, say goodnight to the people.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.